Hi, moms. If you can't be with the job you love, is there a way to love the job you're with? Marie and I vote yes on this one, and it's actually one of our favorite topics. New jobs are great, but job crafting can be just as powerful of a tool to help you find more fulfillment and flexibility in your career. This week, we're skipping back to one of our most listened to episodes of When Mommy Grows Up, because there are some often overlooked strategies in here that can make a huge difference for you as a parent and professional. So without further ado, let's tune into today's episode, If You Can't Be With the Job You Love, Kara's Story. Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, including our own, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes? Then let's do this. Let's share about Kara. And I will say we're changing Kara's name just like we do with all of these stories.
Yeah.
We're changing the name. We will share details of the story that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So just to make sure everyone feels comfortable, if you do want to email us and ask us questions, we're not going to blast all of your personal information into the podcast universe. We're going to make sure that your question gets answered and we can work through you with it, but still have some anonymity mm-hmm. to it as well. The thing with Kara's story is that not only is that she just couldn't find the right perfect fit, it didn't actually make sense for her to leave right now. Mm-hmm. So here's a little bit more of Kara's story that she was open to us sharing. So Kara and her wife, they were married 3 years ago. They are super happy. Life is good in a lot of different ways. They are looking to start a family and they're going through the IVF process. So Kara's company is amazing from a culture perspective in this little part. And one of the elements that is supportive of parents is that they are going to fund a big part of the IVF process. So for Kara to leave right now from the company just doesn't make financial sense. If you've ever been through the IVF process or you have looked into it, you know it is very, very expensive. This is a priority for them. They want to start their family. This is the process that makes the most sense for them. It's what they want to do. So this is what they're going to do.
And but she can't leave.
She can't really leave.
Not right now.
Yeah. I mean, technically, could she? Yes, but it doesn't make the most sense. When they think about she and her wife, and they sit down and talk about their criteria as a couple, as a partnership, it makes sense for her to stay for a little while longer.
Yeah.
So she's in the situation where, like, she can't really be with the job she loves. She has to figure out how to love the job she has. It's not something that people talk about all that much. I think we talk about looking for a new job. You hear that buzz all the time of people looking for a new job. But there's this, I talk about this term of like playing in the gray area in one of our earlier episodes. And I think this is a similar situation where there can be some gray here. Kara can find a way to make this current job more enjoyable and make herself happier in the short term. That can help set her up for the next thing too while she is going through IVF and getting it paid for. So maybe it's helpful to give a little more background as to what Kara does for work. So her background is in operations and event planning. So she has worked within an organization that partners with some nonprofits, some for-profits to help them to put on conferences and some trade shows as well. And she's really on the back end doing a ton of operations type work, a little bit of project planning, just making sure that the trains get out on time, for lack of a better term. That's a big part of what she does. So it's super operational. She is checking things off a to-do list. And that's a bit where she was feeling the itch that the job itself wasn't as creative. She felt like she was doing the same thing over and over again. It was kind of a repetitive process to do these conferences and the trade shows. There's a lot of things that had to happen that she made sure happened, and she did a really good job of it, but it was just getting a little boring.
Okay.
Yeah. So for those of you out here listening, you might have felt this before. I know I've felt it before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if you want to share a little bit, because I think you've been through this before.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, I have. And I'll share a little bit of my story. So I want to start by saying I absolutely loved working at Harvard University in so many different ways. I loved the people there. I still love the people there. I still do some work there. Mm-hmm. My job was also at one point in time more operational and very much behind the scenes. I was doing some technology database work, and people who know me now and who didn't know me then look at me and be like, really? That's what you did? It doesn't even make any sense. I don't even understand how you did that, because that's not how I experience you as a professional.
So that itch for creativity was, it was hitting you hard at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I felt I didn't really realize that was going on. I just felt like something wasn't exactly right. Was it the commute or was it the work? I knew it wasn't the people. The people were amazing. Or even the mission. I really supported the mission of what we were doing too. Something wasn't right. And it turns out it was more on this crux of role. And so when I heard Kara's story too about wanting to stay for other elements of the company culture, but feeling an itch on role, I was like, oh, Kara, I feel you, my friend.
It's going to resonate with so many people.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I'll share a little bit about what I did. Hopefully that can help Kara and give her some prompts about how she can start to think about this. And we can talk about job crafting more generally too, but
yeah,
I know I like stories.
I do too.
Yeah. So let's talk stories. So for me, when I was in my very operational role, I was feeling this itch for creativity. That's when I started my blog. Was at that same time. Was I was
with it's with Love Becca.
With Love Becca. Yeah,
look it up.
Yeah, which still exists. I mean, I've had that for years now, and it was
it exists.
Yeah,
full of good information there.
But it started out fully as a kind of brain dump of funny stories, and I still like to bring a lot of humor into it. But it was very much a creative space, a creative playground for me to express myself. And what started to happen, I didn't proactively do this, but a couple of my coworkers noticed that they're like, I noticed you're writing this blog now. Like, you actually really like to write and create. We didn't know this about you. And I was like, you know what? I didn't tell you this about me. And that's a little bit on me that I didn't share this part of my life and my skill set with my work. So because I worked with amazing people, there's one woman in particular who really prompted me, like, you know what? You're really good at this. I've read your blog. Do you want to help us figure out the subject lines of these emails? Do you want to help us craft this email that we're sending out to students? Would you be open to doing a blog post? And I was like, yes, please. I just like kept jumping at the opportunity. And so she gave me a few opportunities, and she's amazing. I just want to give out shout out to Lauren right now, if she's listening, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. I know.
for doing that for me. And then I started to advocate for myself a little bit more too. And without really knowing that I was job crafting, it was not the term I was using in my brain. I was actively thinking about how can I stay within this organization, because I love the people and the mission and I'm learning a lot. There's a lot of positives. How can I stay within this organization in this role, but craft it in a way that was a better fit for the skills I wanted to use? And I still had to do some of my operations work. That was still my job.
Yeah, but it sort of sets that spark. Like, it makes your everyday so much better.
Mm-hmm. That's the perfect word, I think, was spark. And that's what it was for me, was a spark to get more excited about work again.
Yeah.
And it even got me more excited about doing my operations work.
There you go.
Yeah. Because I could do it I was trying to find ways to do it more efficiently so I could carve out time in my workday to do more of the creative. It did.
Yeah.
It did. And that's kind of some advice I might give to Kara if she's listening in to this episode. And if she was sitting right here in the room with us, the same thing I would say is, if it's creativity that you're missing, let's get creative, right? Let's put on that hat and say, how within my current role could I use more creativity? We might need to brainstorm a little bit. My situation was in higher education. Hers is different. It's not higher education. She's working in conference planning, doing these trade shows, again, for some nonprofits, some for-profits, it's a mix of clientele mm-hmm. that they work with. But even her company they have a marketing department. They have to sell their services. Mm. They have to get new clients. They, even in how they are creating these events and trade shows, they could do things the same way. But was there any room, or is there any room, I'm asking you, Kara, is there any room to do things a little bit differently, whether it is from a visual standpoint or from a audio standpoint mm. or doing more writing? What are the types of creativity that you, Kara, are craving the most? And let's poke some holes at this and find where there could be opportunity with a different team or within your existing projects.
Yeah, sort of do the research and investigate first before you approach anyone with this. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you have a trusted mentor at work, that could be a really good jumping off point of the conversation. Like, I'm really starting to feel this okay. itch to be have to be being more creative at work. Do you have suggestions for me? You can absolutely, and I had a wonderful boss who was very open to this conversation.
Right, because we tend to think people won't be open to that, but right. I'm sure that you can find so many options and people will be really open to those ideas.
Yeah,
right?
that's what I found. And I don't think, and I'm not alone in this either, because
you're not going to necessarily go through closed doors through this.
Yeah, because Kara's worked at this company for, I think it's around 5 years. Kara, correct me if I'm wrong as you're listening.
5 years is a long time if you count in today's world.
Right. She's been there. They love you, Kara, it sounds like. And they really respected your work. So I think there could really be exciting opportunity here to talk with the people who already know and respect and love you and share a little bit more of this good stuff that you have to offer. And it could change everything about your overall happiness at the job. Maybe you end up wanting to stay there for longer, Kara. You really could instead of looking for a new job elsewhere after the baby's born.
Yeah, it sort of makes you put these pink glasses on a little bit. Like, you see your role in such a better way.
Yeah.
You can go through your weeks, like, and you find your rhythm makes everything better for a while.
Exactly.
Even if it's for short term.
That's such a good point, Marie. And I think one that we want to reiterate is that this can be a short term. This can be a long term. We're thinking about this in chapters too. Like, what about this next chapter of your career? What can you shift? What makes the most sense to shift? What are you trying to optimize for as you write this next chapter? And there's going to be another chapter after this, whether that is staying with the same company, moving to a different role. There absolutely is going to be. There's going to be a new chapter for me. There's going to be a new chapter for Marie. We're probably not going to be sitting here when we're 65 years old doing this podcast, right? And I think it's very freeing. Hopefully it's freeing for you, Kara, listening, to think about, yeah, you know what? I probably won't be sitting in the same chair when I'm 65. That's actually exciting. So let me think about what I can control right now to write this next chapter.
Yeah. And she reached out to us for the community too. Like, she wanted to know what we're all about. And, you know, we don't just help people find other roles. We also help a lot of people to sort of, as we say, craft their current role.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole section actually in the Career Clarity Program. It's in the pitch module at the end. If anyone who's tuned into the free webinar, let me just give a little quick plug for the free webinar. I talk about these four modules or these four steps of the fulfilling job framework: uncovering your career sweet spot, which we've talked about on the podcast. We've talked about crafting your career criteria. We've talked about exploring and networking. Yeah. And then this piece around your pitch, which we've talked about pieces of pitch before here about crafting your elevator pitch and your personal branding. But we have a whole section in there about job crafting.
Yeah. And by the way, it's free. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
If you want to look it up, you want to give the website?
Oh, yeah. So for the free training that we're talking about, so it's Becca Carnahan. It's my name, beccacarnahan.com/free training. That's where you can log in and, for free, go through this live training that we're talking about, these four different steps. And one of the elements of those four steps is the job crafting. And you can job craft, and I share this in the webinar, but I'll share it briefly here as well. The way you think about job crafting is in collecting data and then being able to pitch yourself. So what data are you going to collect? You're going to collect data about where your career sweet spot is right now.
Mm-hmm.
This overlap, again, of your passions, your skills, how you can be adding value to this type of company. So you have that data about yourself. You have your career criteria, which for Kara, it really sounds like having your IVF process funded in this big way is a huge career criteria for
her
and a
wife right now. Find that sweet spot, it's you find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you know what you want more of in your role.
Yeah. Yep. You know what you want more of in your role, exactly, with the career sweet spot and with the career criteria. Those two big pieces of data that you are pulling together for yourself, that's amazing, because then you can get that data and explore internally.
Yeah.
About what are the options for you to utilize to really get more of what you want and need out of your current job. You do that exploration internally, and then you're able to pitch it to your manager or to another department or to another cross-functional team that you want to be a part of. It's the same process, but you could stay within a company or within an industry that you do really like. We can do the same stuff in a job crafting scenario. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I just want to reiterate, when we talk about that career sweet spot, when we talk about that overlap, the skills that we're talking about are the skills that you, and we've talked about this before, but those are the skills that you want to use, not necessarily the skills that you are using in your current role, but the ones that you want to emphasize on.
Yeah.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah.
Right.
And it sounds like, Kara, exactly what you're dealing with right now. I think it's a great point that Marie just brought up.
She probably has so many skills, but not all of them she wants to use all the time.
If you've been really good at operations and event planning, you probably are super organized and maybe you're a little bit type A and you like to have things really buttoned up. And you can have that part of you, but still have a creative element of you. And you might, when you're doing this exercise of your career sweet spot, and Kara, we're going to invite you to come join us, hang out with us in the Career Clarity Program too, if you want to do this together. But this idea of the skills, you're going to have skills around operations, about detail orientation and organization that are there, and no one can take those away from you. But you can also put a little star, a little asterisk next to your creativity skills about creative problem solving or writing or graphic design or whatever other creative skill set that you're craving to use. Let's just put it on the table in that career sweet spot and open our minds to the possibility of using that in intersection with your interest areas and value within your current company.
So if you're like Kara and there is like a question that you would like to ask us, please send us an email. We love it. We want to hear about you. So you can, as we're going to say, you can write us to podcast@nextchaptercareers.us. And if you want to look up what we're all about, you can check that free webinar that we talked about. It's BeccaCartahan.com/free training.
Yep. Nailed it. Kara, I hope this was helpful to you. We look forward to hearing the rest of you and all of your stories come our way. We are excited to be along with you in this journey of figuring out what you want to be when you grow up. Thanks for tuning in to When Mommy Grows Up. If you're interested in learning more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to BeccaCarnahan.com/free training for a free training on how to land a fulfilling job you love without giving up the flexibility you need.
You can contact us at podcast@nextchaptercareers.us if you have questions, comments, or want to share your story for some coaching on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.